Time now for the Onega Coaches Show here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. I am Brandon Sadman, joined by fourth-year head coach Ben Coulterman as he gets set for the Onega opener on a Friday nights against Clifton Clyde. Well, Coach, when you kind of break down last year, I know it was a little bit of a struggle just winning two games, but zero seniors on the roster. I know 2019 was a 5-4 year, so you get a lot of experience back. Of course, it's always difficult inside the TVL. How do you think the transition has been from last year to this season?
Pretty good. You know, like you said, no seniors. The experience is great. You know, we do some good things, and we still got some things to work on. You know what I mean? I mean, you're never satisfied with where you're at, so it wasn't like we just came in and we're not putting any hard work. You know, we still got some things to work on, but it is great having some experience.
I know you look at the quarterback position offensively. Zach Fisher returns, good size. When you look at him, you know, how's he been kind of leading the charge, and what's your expectations for him this year?
Zach's great. It's great having Zach back there. He knows the playbook. He's able to direct guys and kind of be the captain out there. And you know, he's a good athlete. He understands the game, and we're lucky to have him.
When you look at some of the other skill positions at running back, wide receiver, who are some of those players that have stood out to you and will make an impact for you?
Well, kind of the same guys you seen last year. You know, Abbott and Myers and Ryland, all seniors, are all going to contribute. You know, and we like to get the ball in their hands as much as we can. We don't want it just to be the Zach Fisher show. So, well, they'll see some touches.
Of course, everything starts up front with the offensive line. How's that group gelled together during the off season and, you know, these couple of weeks in preparation for week one?
Pretty good. We have some good days, and we have some days that we feel like we could be a little better, but I think that's every team everywhere, you know. But pretty good. They're experienced. They know the playbook as well, and we're just trying to improve across the board up there. But all in all, as a unit, yeah, pretty darn solid.
The Onega Coaches Show brought to you by Community Healthcare System, MainStar Trust, and Blue Valley Technologies. Again, joined by fourth-year head coach Ben Coulterman. Flipping sides, we talk about the defense a little bit. Plenty of girth and size on the defensive line. Is that going to be the strength of the team, or where do you see the strength defensively?
Yeah, we hope so. Yeah, we are back on front. We hope that translates into better defense. That's the one area we've really been focusing on and emphasizing in the offseason and these early few weeks. An area we got to get better at, and we feel like we've been practicing better and better. We look better. So we're looking at improving that area a lot.
We'll take a quick break. Of course, Onega taking on Clifton Clyde on Friday night in the opener. We'll preview that game in just a moment. Back with Ben Coulterman, the Onega head football coach, getting set for week one on Friday night against Clifton Clyde. Coach, you know, this is a team that went 8-2 last year. They are a very solid team, usually year in and year out. You know, the early scouting report on Clifton Clyde for 2021, where do you see the challenges there in getting a W potentially on Friday night?
Well, Clifton Clyde, they're going to line up, they're going to get off the ball, and they're going to hit you. And that's on both sides of the ball. They're going to get into you. They're aggressive, and I'm a fan of their program. They got great tradition over there. It's going to be a heck of a challenge. We're really excited for Friday. We're hoping we can get in there and compete and hold our own.
And you mentioned, you know, in that last segment how defense has been a real key for you. The Eagles offense averaged over 40 points per game. They're very talented in certain spots. And you got a guy like T. Koch, see some time at running back. He was an all-league selection last year. So they got plenty of guys as well. Is defense going to be the key this week?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we've got tape on them. We're not exactly sure what they're going to do this year. We're expecting to see that run game with the triangle, you know, the power back set. And we're expecting to see a heavy dose of that. You know, hopefully we can slow them down a little bit and grind with them some and you know, slow that tempo down and limit the points scored on us. That's been a huge issue for us. So hopefully we can get off into them and slow them down.
Win or lose, when you look at it from a coaching perspective, again, regardless of the win or the loss potentially this week, what just do you want to see from your team? What strides and steps you want to see them take that you can take a positive on going into week two?
Well, we're going to line up. We're going out to win this game. You know, I mean, in years past, last year it was like, well, we'll go out and win, but we knew it was a long shot last year. They were absolutely loaded this year, and they're going to be excellent again this year, but we feel like we're going to compete, and we're going to go out and try to win this ball game.
Ben Coulterman joining us, Onega head football coach, entering year number four at the helm. It's going to be a lot of fun watching the Twin Valley League this year as Onega gets Clifton Clyde to start the campaign on Friday night. Our coaches show brought to you by Community Healthcare System, MainStar Trust, and Blue Valley Technologies as well. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Good luck on Friday, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, sounds good. Thank you very much.